Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
What a night. My gosh.
Yeah, it was so special. You know, I had written an op-ed the day before, which was, it said, when I watch wrestling, I see America. And wrestling is in the bloodstream of America and in bloodstream of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is the wrestling capital, really, of the country. And Penn State is the most dominant team, Division I team, really, in sports history. So I had invited the president right after the election to come for the Nationals. And he showed up, and it was incredible. We walked into the arena. The place went crazy, as you said, people standing up and just cheering. And then when at the end of each wrestling finals match, the 8 All-Americans from each weight class would come off the award stand, and they all came over and shook hands with President Trump and got pictures with him. And, you know, he was only supposed to be there for an hour. So I leaned over to him and I was going to fly back to Washington with him. I said, "Mr. President, you're at your time." He goes, no, I'm staying. Oh. I'm going to stay for the whole thing." And thank God he did, because the last match, Don, was an Air Force Academy graduate, a young man who then had a year of eligibility left. He went to Oklahoma State to have his last year of wrestling. He's a very good wrestler, but he was wrestling against an Olympic gold medalist. This was the biggest upset in recent history. And he beat the Olympic gold medalist in the last 10 seconds. And then he had come out with a flag on. But when he wins, he stands up. He points to President Trump. He gives a perfect salute. And the place goes crazy. I mean, absolutely crazy. So it was pretty special.
Yeah, and I even wondered at the time, did Trump sort of inspire him? Do you know what I'm saying? That he felt a little extra energy or what have you, because he obviously...
Are you kidding me? The commander-in-chief sitting right there.
Right?
I think so, yeah.
So
it was, I think so. Well, President Trump was the first sitting president to ever attend. He had also gone to see the wrestling championships in Oklahoma, but this was when President Biden was in the White House. So this was between his two terms. So this is the first time in history. And the wrestling community, Don, I mean, the emails I'm getting, the text, it just elevated the sport. And the sport is, well, you know, as I described, it's a sport of brutality and beauty. And it's a sport that really tests your strength and your resilience and your character and your courage. And it's a great American tradition. And I was really honored that he decided to join us.
Senator McCormick, I'd love to hear from you. I mean, you're somebody who, obviously, with your military service, but you as well, a wrestler. Full disclosure, my teenage son, who's, you know, in high school football player, he does track, throws, theater. Now, all of a sudden, he's going to a local gym with jiu-jitsu, and he's doing wrestling. And that's, truthfully, that's a credit to exactly what happened and that you were a part of. As far as wrestling, what has it meant to you personally, and what has it taught you?
Well, for me, it's really created, I think, some of the values. I call them wrestling virtues, but there's no harder sport than wrestling in terms of physical conditioning. So it requires enormous hard work. It takes courage, because when you step out on that mat, you're in the spotlight. There's nowhere to hide. It's just you. Mm-hmm. And it's your strength and your skill and able to dominate an opponent. So it takes courage. It takes resilience, because in the final minutes of a match, you're exhausted. It's all about your courage and your state of mind. And it takes a level of sportsmanship and respect, because on one hand, you're trying to kill the other guy, and then the whistle blows and you stand up and shake hands and walk off the mat. So it, to me, is the virtues that have made America great are demonstrated in wrestling. And, you know, I was very successful in wrestling. I wrestled in college. I was the co-captain of the Army wrestling team. But I, I've lost some matches along the way. And those matches you lose, they test you. And you get better next time. And you often learn more from overcoming challenges than you actually do from winning sometimes.
Yeah, persevering for sure. I'll just comment on something that you had posted on social media Senator Dave McCormick, as you had talked about the road to American energy. You recently met with CEO Seth Shapiro in Philadelphia and talked about growing Pennsylvania's energy. I don't even want to talk to you about my energy bills. We have some of the highest in the country. Can you update us on the meeting and Drill Baby Drill?
Yeah, listen, I've been every weekend I try to be back in Pennsylvania. I'm here in Washington voting during the week, but I try to be back in Pennsylvania. And I go all over the Commonwealth. And in the couple of days prior to President Trump coming to Philadelphia on Saturday, I met with a number of energy companies, and I met with a number of business leaders. I met with the president of Villanova. I met with Tech Centro in Lancaster, which is a skills training area. I'm focused on delivering on the promises, and there's no promise that's more important to Pennsylvania than unlocking energy and deregulation of our energy sector. And President Trump's put a whole number of executive orders in place that are making it easier. I'm on the energy committee, and I'm the chairman of the subcommittee that focuses on energy on that committee. And so, you know, we're focused on bringing together energy companies, energy producers, big AI companies, big data center companies that are going to build data centers, are going to use lots of skilled workers in Pennsylvania. We're focused on bringing in big investors. They're going to invest in energy infrastructure. And we're focused on bringing in the trade unions, the labor leaders who are going to help build this infrastructure and capacity. This is kind of a win-win-win for Pennsylvania, for energy security, for our economy, for our workers. And that's been a big focus. That energy summit that I'm going to host is going to take place sometime in the next couple months, where we're going to get all those leaders together and focus on delivering real investment in Pennsylvania.
Man, I'd love to be a fly on that. I'd love to be present at that. There are so many headlines, and we only have a couple, maybe 1 minute left. So I'll throw these headlines at you that, first of all, as far as Palestinians, a major anti-Hamas protest and you think about this, in Gaza right now, which shows us a lot about Palestinians feeling confident that they can protest against Hamas. These are the people in Gaza. That's going on. We have, I just looked up at CNN and it said McCormick says that Signal was a mistake, but I realized it's another Republican, McCormick from Georgia, not a senator. But I wonder if you have comment about all of this swirl of what's going on. And then my final thing is to thank you for calling in. We raised nearly $120,000 for the Travis Manion Foundation. And as someone who's a military service member, as you are, Senator, thank you for that. But just your comments about all of the headlines swirling this morning.
Well, listen, I'm honored to be on the Travis Manion call, and that's a great organization, and we need to support our veterans. The green shoots of people protesting against Hamas is a great sign. They've had a clench. They've had the Palestinian people, the people of Gaza, those who wanted to disagree, they've had them in a stranglehold. And so it's good to see that rise. It wouldn't happen unless the Israeli government had decimated the military capability of Hamas. And we need to continue to put the pressure on Hamas. And hopefully liberty and freedom can eventually reign, and the Palestinian people, those who are going to fight against hatred and violence, can find a path to the prosperity and goodwill that we all wish for them. So I think this is a good sign, but there's a long way to go in terms of eradicating Hamas. And with regard to Signal, listen, that was a mistake. I agree with that sentiment. Whenever you're having that kind of conversation and a reporter gets invited into the conversation, that's not a good thing. But I think the way President Trump characterized it was just right, which is
Did we get cut off? We lost our signal.
Yeah, we might have.
Senator Dave McCormick.
I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm still here. Yeah, I'm still here. So I was just saying, I think we need to learn lessons from that, inviting the reporter into that Signal chat. But that's what President Trump said, and I think that's what we'll do.
Senator Dave McCormick, thank you so much. Hope we can do a book event on your new book, Who Believed in You. You know, with you and Dina.
Yeah.
Got to do that. It's so your work is so important. Senator, you've been gracious with your time. I know you got to go. Thank you.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.